Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sister Shirley. You want to pick up reading in Joshua 13 while we'll wait for others to join in?
Yes. Joshua 13, land still to be taken. When Joshua had grown old, the Lord said to him, "You are now very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over. This is the land that remains, all the region of the Philistines and Geshurites from the Sharon River on the east of Egypt to the territory of Ekron on the north, all of it counted as Canaanite, though held by the five Philistine rulers in Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gash, and Ekron, the territory of the Evites on the south, all the land of the Canaanites from Arab of the Sidonians as far as Atpat and the borders of the Amorites, the area of Bablos and all Lebanon to the east from Baal Gab below Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath. As for all the inhabitants of the mountain region from Lebanon to Mizrepho, Maine, that is all of the Sidonians, I myself will drive them out before the Israelites. Be sure to allocate this land to Israel for an inheritance, as I have instructed you, and divide it as an inheritance among the nine tribes and heads of the tribes of Manasseh. Division of the land east of the Jordan. The other half of Manasseh, the Rebuilites and the Gadites, have received the inheritance that Moses had given them east of the Jordan, as he, the servant of the Lord, had assigned to them. I extend from Arar on the rim of the Arnon Gorge, and from the town in the middle of the gorge, and included the whole plateau of Medeba, as far as Dibon, and all the towns of Sihon, kings of Amorites who ruled in Heshbon out of the borders of the Amorites. It also included Gilead, the territory of the people of Geshur and Manah, and all the Mount Hermon and Bashan as far as Salada, that is the whole kingdom of Ar and Bashan, who have reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei. He was the last of the Rephaites. Moses had defeated them and taken over their land, but the Israelites did not drive out the people of Geshur and Manasseh. So they continue to live among the Israelites to this day. But to the tribe of the Levites, he gave no inheritance, since the food offering presented to the Lord, the God of Israel, are their inheritance, as he promised them. This is what Moses had given to the tribe of Reuben according to its clan. The territory from Ergar on the rims of the Argon Gore, and from the town of the middle of the Gore, and the whole plateau past Medeba to Heshbon, and all its towns on the plateau, including Dibon, Bamoth, Baal, Beth, Baal, Meon, Jahab, Kedibo, Mahasta, Kerian, Diba, Zira, Shaha on the hills in the valley, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pegah and Beth Jeshimoth, all of the towns on the plateau and the entire realms of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who ruled at Heshbon. Moses had defeated him and the Midianite chief, Ebi, Rechem, Zer, Hur, and Reba, princes allied with Sihon, who lived in that country. In addition to those slain in battle, the Israelites had put to the sword Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced divination. The bounty of the Rebunites was the bank of the Jordan. These towns and their villages were the inhabitants of the Rebunites according to their clan. This is what Moses had given to the tribe of Gad according to his clan, the territory of Jazer, all the towns of Gilead, and half of the Amorites' country as far as Ariah near Rabbah, and from Heshbon to Ramah Mishpah, and Betnaon, and from Manahanan in the territory of Debir, and in the valley of Beth Haram, Beth Nimar, Sukkoth, and Zaphon, with the rest of the realms of the Sihon king of Heshbon, the east side of the Jordan, the territory up to the ends of the Sea of Gilead. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of Gadites according to their clan. This is what Moses had given to the half tribe of Manasseh. This is to the half the family of the descendants of Manasseh according to its clan. The territory extended from Mahanaim and included all of the Bashan, the entire realms of Ar, king of Bashan, all of the settlements of Jer in Bashan, 60 towns, half of Gilead and Ashtaroth and Edrite, the royal cities of Ar in Bashan. This was for the descendants of Makkah, son of Manasseh, for half of the sons of Makkah according to their clan. This is an inheritance Moses had given when he was in the plains of Moab, across the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribes of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord, the God of Israel, is their inheritance, as he promised them. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Joshua, dividing the land up on the east side. That was very good reading. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Okay, let's do a roll call here. I have Hubert, Angela, and Mom. I also have Auntie Terry, Auntie Beth, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, and we also have Brother Daniel and my staff. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Mother May.
Heavenly Father, help us to open to opportunity to share your love. May our Holy Spirit cause the seed that we sow to grow and multiply so that others may find eternal life. Father, we ask you to bless this line and bless everyone that connected to it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you for the blessing of the prayer line, Mom. Okay, now I have a song that I would like to play, and this song is honoring all of our frontline workers through this pandemic.
Okay.
broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we can walk it out.
Yes, I'm reading St. Mark, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And it is written in the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight." John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of the repent for the remission of sins. And there went out into him all the land of Judah. And they of Jerusalem were to Jerusalem and were all baptized to him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of St. Mark. Next, I go to Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Judges 3:20-30. And he knew, came unto him, and he was sitting in the summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And he said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat. And he who put forth his left hand and took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. And the shaft also went in after the blade. And that fat closed upon the blade so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly. And the dirt came out. Then he went forth through the porch and shut the doors of the parlor upon him and locked them. When he was gone out, his servant came, and when they saw that, behold, the doors of the parlor was locked, they said, surely he covered his feet in the summer chamber. And they tarried there till they were ashamed. And behold, he opened not the doors of the parlor. Therefore they took a key and opened them. And behold, their Lord was fallen down dead on the earth. And he who escaped while they tarried and passed beyond the quarry and escaped unto Sarah. So Moses was subdued that day. So Moses was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest 40 years. Amen.
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 Okay, did you say the reading was out of Judges?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read a poem, What Left. You can find it in Daniel, in the book of Daniel.
Amen.
During hard times, people lose their job, home, and hope, being at the mercy of an interview or enslaved to a credit lender can leave us feeling less than we ought to be. The people we love, the thing we own, the job we do, these often define who we are. When we lose those things, we feel as though we have lost our identity. After that, what else is left? The good news is there is more left than we realize. This was true from Daniel after King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came to Jerusalem and besieged it. The king ordered that certain Israelites to be taken into captivity. Daniel was among them. I imagine most captives were destroyed by all they had lost, but Daniel and his friend respond different than most. They choose not to look at what they had lost, but rather what they had left. Daniel had faith. Nebuchadnezzar may have been king of Babylon, but God was the king of David. Trusting God to work on his behalf, David asked that he not have to defile himself by eating the king's food. Despite the officer's hesitation, he granted Daniel's request. Daniel served in the king's service without violating his belief, and he received God's favor for his faithfulness. As children of God, we do not have to lose heart or to be
this world, no matter our situation, God can make the impossible possible. When we are in our own Babylon, let us focus on what we have left, our faith. It may be shaken, but it can't be taken. Faith like Daniel provide hope in God and everything in his authority. That, my friend, is no loss. That is great gain. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that poem, Auntie Betty, and the reading is found in Daniel. I will go next, and I'm just going to piggyback off of Auntie Betty. It says to feed your faith. And you can get the reading out of 1 John. As a child of God, you have the power within you to overcome the world. That includes everything in the world and everything the world brings your way. So the Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. As you hear the word of God and store it in your heart, your faith in God grows stronger. When the enemy tries to attack you through sickness, fear, or worry, just put your faith to work by declaring the word of God. Declare that by his stripes you are healed. Declare that perfect love casts out all fears. Declare that God shall supply all your needs. Declare that because you are born of God, you have faith to overcome the world. Store the word of God in your heart so you can declare it in your day of need. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, it's coming from the book of Isaiah number 6. Isaiah's commission. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphims, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The world, the whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the serpents flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from throne from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord say, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Isaiah. Next, I go to Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Proverbs 5, 6, and 7. I'm sorry. Proverbs 1:5-6. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark things. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The six introductory verses conclude with this theological truth. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It takes wisdom to listen in a way that allows one to take heed or hear with intent that they may gain knowledge. This individual will accept wise counsel, truly discern interpretation, and grow in godly understanding. To fear the Lord is to recognize how God is. He is holy, mighty, just, worthy. And then the next thing you want to do is to recognize who we are to God. We're flawed, we're ignorant, we're weak, but we are loved. Even though the word fear is often used to describe situations that cause terror or anxiety, it is also commonly used to describe situations of reverence and respect to God or man. The essence of Yara is a recognition of someone else's power, along with the recognition of the relationship to that power. The phrase, the fear of the Lord, is so central to wisdom that it occurs 30 times in the Bible. And of that number, it occurs 14 times in the book of Proverbs alone. Proverbs indicates several benefits of fearing the Lord. A prolonged life provides strong confidence in the Lord, helps in resisting the evil, and produces riches and honor. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Proverbs. Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I was going to read Mark 1, but that reading, she stopped at 5. I'm going to start at 6.
Amen.
And John was clothed with camel hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey. And Crete said, there come one mightier than I after me, and the lashes of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it shall come to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and were baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out the water, he saw the heaven open and the Spirit like a dove descended upon him. And there came a voice from the heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Mark. Next, I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Hebrews 13, 1 through 5, and the subject said family of God. The family is the oldest human institution and the genus of interaction between persons. The health of our community and our nation is a reflection of the health of the family. But in the last half of the 20th century, an increased number of families have become dysfunctional and broken, which have resulted in dysfunction and broken community and nation. The family is the result of putting the cart before the horse. For family has been looking in the wrong direction for guidance. The Bible is the best source of guidance and wisdom for family life. In Deuteronomy 6:6-8, God instructs the father, who is the head of the family, to memorize the law of God and teach them to his children. Proverbs is the gold mine of wisdom for family living. In the New Testament passages, such as Ephesians 5:25-6-4, offer a wealth of wisdom. We are told that a husband should love his wife as Christ loved the church. The children are admonished to obey their parents in the Lord. The parents are told to bring children up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. The health of our individual family is a reflection of the health of the family of God. In this passage in Hebrews, the writer category a wealthy guiding for how we interact as God's family. Keep on loving each other as brother. Entertain strangers. Marriage should be honored. Be content with what you have. The writer of Hebrews closed with encouragement for our family and for the family of God. May the God of peace equip you with everything good and doing his will. And may he work in us with a pleasing to what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. God's way is the best way for family and for the family of God to live. If we pay attention to God's commands and follow them, our family will be healthy, the family of God will be healthy, and our community and nation will be better, will be a better place to live. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Hebrew. Okay, next I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight? Okay, maybe we'll catch up with him on the next go-round. Let's see, before I go into the sick and shut-in prayer, is that you, Daniel?
Yeah, man, what's up? I just want to say hey to everybody, but I'm just listening today. I had to come to the bathroom.
Okay, all right. Thank you for joining us. We love you.
Okay, I'm just listening, okay?
Okay, right. I got it. I won't make you sing the birthday song. but sometimes I do have amnesia. Okay. All right. Before I go into the shut-in, I would like to see if Auntie Betty would like to share any updates on Aria.
Aria is doing fine. And I want to thank y'all for the prayer. She'll go back to work on Tuesday.
Amen. Thank you for that update, Auntie Betty. And next, Sister Shirley, do we have any update on Brother Joe?
Brother
Joe.
Okay,
as far as I
have
know.
More than
amnesia,
dear, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Are you kidding me? Oh, boy, I've been closed in too long. That's what it is.
As far as I know, he's still in the hospital. And he's doing okay, but he's still in the hospital. They're trying to find a home for him, but they haven't found anything
yet. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that update. Let's see here. I do have Auntie Wileen and Kamisha on the second shut-in. So do anyone have any updates on them?
Yes.
Well, we just nominate them in our prayer. Amen.
Loretta,
may everyone bow their head for the second shut-in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for us, especially our sick and shut-ins, Auntie Wally, Kamisha, Joe, and Aria. And, Lord, we ask that you protect them as you have promised. And we thank you for your promises. And, Father God, for those who have been affected by the virus and for the family that has lost a loved one due to this pandemic, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. And for our sick and shut-ins, we ask that you remind them that you are still in control. And dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you hear our prayer and our plea to come to our rescue, to help the people in the medical field come up with a virus and to bring this pandemic to an end. And Father God, we know that there is nothing too hard or too big for you, and that all things are possible with you. And what we need to do is to stay focused on you, no matter what is going on. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Birthdays. The week of June 1st through the 7th. Do I have that correct?
No. June 7th through the
I never did check that out. Through the
June 7th through the 12th.
June 7th to the 12th.
Okay, the 7th through the 12th. Any birthdays?
I do have Harissa on June 7th. I have my grandbaby, Jameer Tompkins, which is tomorrow. He'll be 1 year old.
June 8th.
Oh, praise God.
Yep.
And so, we also have Fideria, right, on June 9th?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Yep.
Amen. Okay, thank you for those birthdays. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, would you do the honor in singing the birthday song for us, please?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Many, many more. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Doc, for that song, for that beautiful song. And the next round is consists of praise report, testimony, song, and poem only.
Oh.
So during this round, we do not do Bible verses. So I'll just go down the list. And if you have any one of those here, you can do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start out with Brother Hubert. Any praise for testimony
pass.
Song? Of, I'm sorry?
I pass.
Amen. Okay, let's see here. I have Sister Shirley. Any testimony, praise, support? Song, a poem you'd like to share with the group tonight?
Excerpts from a song. I think it is a song. No Man Is an Island.
No man lives alone. Each man's joy is joy to me. Each man's grief is my own. We all need one another, so I will defend each man as my brother, each man as my friend. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing that poem with us. No man. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Next I have Sister Angela. Any testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I just want to give an update on my boy. I did go to the doctor the other day, and then I forgot how to talk. I'm not using my muscles, but that's why the boy was talking. Is that that for some reason I'm blocking my voice box? It's not opening up like it's supposed to, so that's why nothing's coming out. So they're gonna send me to therapy, and so that I can learn how to use my muscles again, and hopefully, and gratefully, some voice will come out. It may not never be my other voice, but any voice will do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
All right, we're continuing our prayer. Amen. Okay, next I have Mom. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Typically saying, blessed the quiet. Blessed the quietness, holy Christine. What assurance in my soul, well, a little way. Blessed the quietness, holy quietness. What assurance in my soul, all the storms he speaks peace to me. How the pillar the room, blessed the quietness, holy quietness. Okay, that's it.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Mother May. The little part we did get out of you. Okay.
Amen.
Now I have
Amen.
Amen. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to say a little poem. Dear God, nothing is possible for you or for your son. I just had to remember all the things that you have done. You are the one who made the mountain and the one who parted the sea. Thank you, God, that you are also the one who cares for me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, sharing that poem with us, Auntie Dot. Let's see. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Auntie Betty is going to pass tonight.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see here. Now we need to assign parts for next week. I have Joshua 14. Anyone would like to take on that reading next Sunday?
Auntie Betty.
Praise God. Okay, how about the blessing of the prayer line or the opening prayer, however? Any takers for the opening prayer? Let's see, I have the closing prayer. Any takers for the closing prayer?
I do the closing prayer.
Okay, Brother Hubert, the closing prayer. And we'll work out the opening prayer between Angela and myself. Let's see here. Amen. Man. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer led by Auntie Carrie. Amen.
The power of hope, a bedrock of faith, so that your faith may not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. From 1 Corinthians 2:5. Lord, please set me firmly on a bedrock of faith so that my decision will solely rest on you, not on wisdom or humor or my own feelings. Strong and secure, Lord, you are my foundation. Build in me hope and faith that I may put my trust in you. No matter what may happen or what may threaten, please let my life stand firm through the trial. Establish the work of your hand. Lord, rock solid in me. Amen.
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 Amen. Let's see here. Angela, how did that song come through? Did it sound good? You can hear
it?
Good.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, all right. The next song I have for you guys is basically for the people that think they can make it without God, I think. But here goes.
I will never go back. I was blind to the truth, didn't know what I had. I was running, I was searching, but every place I turned for heed left me more broken than the last. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my home. Take me back to a preacher and a bird. When they see me at my worst, to the style I had at first, I want to throw a church.
Oh, yeah.
Walk on my own, but I wound up lost. Now I'm making my way to the foot of the cross. Not a trophy for the winner, it's a shelter for the sinner.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see here. I want to thank Sister Shirley for the reading of Joshua. Mother May for the opening prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Harry for the closing prayer. And I also want everybody to continue to pray for our frontline workers, especially my sister Angela. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through these challenging weeks. Father God, we ask that you create in the president and all the world leaders a clean heart and renew their mind, Lord. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do. And he will direct your path. Amen.
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 God loves you, so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Hello.
Dear Heavenly Father, we would like to leave you with this prayer for all our listeners. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, which brings understanding and purpose into our life. We thank you for the gift of faith that grows as we study your word. We ask you to bring to memory your truth that is stored in our heart that will give us victory that we need today. Everyone have a blessed week. We love you all. Good night.